Next item on the agenda, Carl Solera, 081281. Mr. Nykerk?
There. Mr. Solera is requesting authorization to install a private, non-commercial, non-riparian mooring buoy in Mill Creek at 37 degrees, 35 minutes, 18 seconds north latitude, 76 minutes, 25 minutes, 31 seconds west longitude, approximately 900 feet channelward of a common deeded access parcel adjacent to the winding trail road in Middlesex County. The project is protested by several nearby property owners. I've circled the project site. This is Mill Creek here, Rappahannock River, the Norris Bridge leading over to Lancaster County. The small blue circle is the project site on a topographic map. Mr. Solera owns an off-water lot in the Whispering Pine subdivision. The subdivision borders Mill Creek, a tributary of the Rappahannock River, and it has at least two commonly owned parcels designed to provide access to Mill Creek. The proposed mooring is sited approximately 900 feet channelward of one of the commonly owned parcels with a mean low water depth of approximately 6 feet at mean low water. And development along the creek is primarily residential. So a little bit closer view. This is a navigation chart produced by NOAA. Showing the water depths, and I think that's important to point out. The mooring itself is situated in about six to six and a half feet of water. The green marker here does direct traffic to the north side of that marker. This is the plan view drawing submitted with the application. This is Mr. Solera's property is located up here. In yellow are the two common access parcels. Project site is here. The swing radius is 68 feet, and it's designed for a 40-foot boat situated in 6.5 feet of water. He plans to access the mooring from the common parcels. This is just the typical cross-sectional drawing showing a mushroom anchor, chain, line, mooring ball with a pendant. This is a 2007 aerial photograph, mooring sites depicted by the blue circle again. Project is protested by the owners of three of the waterfront parcels located along this area. They believe the mooring will adversely affect the view and the value of their property. They're also concerned that the granting of a permit for the non-riparian mooring will set a precedent and lead to additional moorings in Mill Creek and the neighboring waters. By letter dated September 11, 2008, the Coast Guard stated they had no objection to the project, but added that Mr. Solera would need to submit a Coast Guard private aids to navigation application and that the vessel was required to be marked in accordance with their regulations when using the mooring. The project will not encroach on any public or privately leased oyster ground. No other state agencies have commented on the project. It's a closer view of that same aerial. This beach area here is one of the common parcels, and the other is around this area. Based on the navigation charts and the topographic map, the proposed mooring appears to be sited in the deepest area of the embayment. Mr. Solera has apparently anchored his boat at this location for extended periods of time in the past, and a single mooring will likely not have a significant impact on navigation. We would be concerned, however, with the navigational impacts associated with possible multiple boats moored in this area. This is a ground shot from that common beach area. I believe that's Mr. Solera's boat under anchor and about the project site. If you look real close, you can see that day marker just over the bow. Similar ground shot panning towards the south. A single mooring at the proposed location would probably have only minimal adverse impacts on navigation and the aesthetic concerns expressed by the nearby property owners. Additional moorings in this general area could, however, adversely impact navigation and would increase the adverse impacts on the neighbors. Since this request is not being made by an adjacent riparian property owner, we believe it would be difficult to equitably allocate the limited resources of a limited area available in the creek for mooring of deep draft vessels. As such, we're reluctant to recommend approval of this request. Instead, we would suggest that Mr. Solera investigate mooring his boat at one of the local marinas. Regent Point Marina is located less than a half a mile from his property and does specifically cater to larger sailboats. We also understand, at least from the website, there are slips available. As an alternative, we would also be willing to entertain an application submitted by the subdivision, Whispering Pines Subdivision, for a limited number of moorings in this location should the property owners collectively desire to apply and allocate a small number of moorings. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, we are compelled to recommend denial of the project as proposed.
Questions, Mr. Neipert? What was the diameter of the mooring buoy?
The swing radius?
The diameter of the buoy itself.
I don't know that he stated that.
Okay.
Coast Guard would require it be the typical white buoy with the blue stripe, and we always require on any moorings approved that it have the VMRC number put around the side of it for identification purposes.
And isn't it also true that he's lawfully anchored there at the present time?
That's correct.
Questions, Mr. McCurry? Thank you, Jeff. Is the applicant here or represented? Is the applicant here?
Yes.
Would you like to come forward and address the commission, sir? Raise your right hand. Tell us where the testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and the truth of God. State your name, please.
Carl Solera. Thank you for hearing this. I guess the biggest reason, the first reason that I'd like to ask the board to consider this mooring is the safety aspect versus anchor. I was anchored there some a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, but for most of the boating season last year, or all of the boating season essentially. And it was successful, but the mooring would be considerably safer, not only for the boat, but for adjacent property. And I tried very diligently to identify a space that would not, you know, involve any access or egress problems to any docks, and be within this really small, I forget what they call it, this really small bay of Mountainville Creek. There really is not space, but for, I don't know if you could get two or so more anchorages in that space, really, but because of the depth of the water and the, certainly moorings because of the way the channel comes in. So there's really very little space for additional moorings. There is no owners association. And quite frankly, that would be asking exactly what the people that protest that want the most, they don't want additional moorings. That's been one of their biggest objections. So, I mean, to try to go to the neighbors to ask for more moorings would just be asking for what the people want the least. I'm not trying to respect everybody's rights. I am anchored there. And I would access this property, I don't know how to point, but...
Yes.
Okay. I generally access this boat through this, it's right in there, there's a dock and access. We really just get out there and row around to the boat in most cases. It might be that occasionally I'd come in, for instance, I'm thinking of my grandchildren are on the beach, and just row into the beach just to see them. But basically we're going to load and unload and access the boat for just that short distance there. This creek really doesn't have, you can see on this picture, a lot of water. This little bay here has some, but you got to be careful how close you get to the docks there.
Is your property portrayed on that overhead?
Right here. It's this roughly 6 acres. I'm surfing now. It's And you have deeded access to both the boat ramp and to the beach.
Questions, Mr. Solera? Thank you, Mr. Solera. I'm sorry, Mr. Holly. Mr. Solera?
Yes. Have you ever had a problem with wind with dragging anchor or anything like that?
It didn't last year. I mean, I had some dragging of anchor. I was in one, I forget what this, it was a main storm. But I put out an extra anchor there, and it dragged a little. It dragged some, but not severely. I was reasonably pleased with what, actually put out two anchors, but just temporarily while I was waiting. But yeah, we had some dragging there, and during that one storm. But other than that, it's pretty shielded from the thunderstorms. Nice.
How long have you been using that anchorage for your boat?
Not over 2 years.
What is the diameter of the buoy that you would place there?
It's 18. I forget what it is. 18 to 24 inches. It's
okay.
This big.
Okay. Well, any questions? Thank you, Mr. Solera. Anyone here also in support of the project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Raise your right hand, please. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God. State your name, please.
Jeremy Sposa.
Okay.
Oh, I apologize for this. Thank you, Mr. Bowman. Thank you, gentlemen. Pleasure to speak. I'm here in response to the request submitted by Mr. Carl Solera to install a private mooring buoy in front of my property along Clock Drive, Clock Road. By approving this application, it will cause difficulty in the safe navigation of boating in the late evening or night when visibility is limited, or when foggy conditions are present. Many local fishermen come in late in the evening or after dark, and this poses a safety hazard. I'm very concerned property values will decline due to restricted views. By approving this application, this may set a precedent for more boats being anchored in front of our property. How do we prevent other property owners from putting more buoys out in front of our property, further obstructing our view if this is approved? We paid big money for waterfront property to enjoy a clear view of the water without restrictions on our view. How many people can anchor to the buoy? How many boats can be tied up to the one buoy? I don't know. There's a marina within a quarter of a mile of Mr. Solera's property where he can safely store or rent a slip to house his boat. I hereby request that the application be denied.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Any questions, gentlemen?
I have one more page to read from my next-door neighbor who... Well, let me read it to you. You can see what I'm talking about. It's thanking you for the letter and the invitation to appear before the commission. We will not be able to avail ourselves of the opportunity due to the fact that I underwent heart surgery on July 15th. If we had appeared, we would not have automatically spoken against Mr. Solera's application. As we have stated in our correspondence, our concern is related to the establishment of a precedent. The assurance of a number of permits would have a negative impact on our investment in waterfront property, including resale value. And we doubt such impact would affect the tax rate, however. This is from the Reverend Robert S. Phipps of Topping. I think there's a copy that you already have.
Yes, sir.
And I thank you for allowing
thank
me
you.
To speak.
Any questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else in opposition? Good afternoon, sir.
Any members of the commission?
Sir, would you raise your right hand for me? Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? State your name for the record, please.
My name is Welford Tate, and I own property at 106 Clark Road, which is in Montego Bay subdivision, not in Whispering Pines. I'm here to speak in opposition of Mr. Solero's request to place a blue in Mill Creek. When I purchased my property in 1995, the overriding factor was the unobstructed view of the creek into the Rappahannock River and beyond to the Chesapeake Bay. The first time we looked at this property, we called it the million-dollar view, and we still consider it to be the property's best feature. Except for an act of God, we never dreamed our view could be obstructed, and certainly not by a boat permanently anchored in the creek. Needless to say, my tax assessment takes into consideration the water view, and the property is valued accordingly. It is my opinion that approval of Mr. Solero's request obstructs my view and devalues my property along with my neighbors. The view, however, comes with another price. Since purchasing the property, I've built three piers due to storm damage. This portion of Field Creek is unprotected harbor and, in my opinion, unsafe for anchoring a boat. Last year, Mr. Solero left his boat in Mill Creek unattended for several months. It was not unusual to see the boat sitting on the bottom of the tide at low tide. It had every appearance of being an abandoned boat and not only distracting from my view, but also reducing my property value. Furthermore, Mill Creek is a very shallow and the channel used to navigate boats to and from the river is very small and arduous. We cannot afford any more obstacles in Mill Creek to make using our boat more difficult than it already is. Finally, it seems to me approval of this request will establish a dangerous precedent that sometime in the future the Commission may be forced to address. If one is approved, then will two or three or more to follow? It is curious to me why this particular request is even being considered when Mr. Solero lives so close to Regent Point Marina that he can literally see it from his cottage. Members of the Commission, in summary, I respectfully ask you to deny this request for the following reason. It will obstruct my view and devalue my property. Why should I be forced to look at Mr. Solero's boat Mill Creek is unprotected harbor and already a challenge to navigate. Approval will establish a precedent and put the Commission in an awkward situation should a similar request be made for Mill Creek in the future. Last but not at least, Mr. Solero has an excellent alternative that is safe, convenient, and does not impose hardship on all of us who use and enjoy Mill Creek. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Any questions? Thank you, sir. Anyone else in opposition? Mr. Solero, you've got a couple minutes to wrap up, if you'd like.
Well, I just...
Need to come up here, sir.
And that's the only point I want to make. The reason I chose this place, I've run a 4.5-foot trap. and the mean low water, six plus, six minus. So I don't believe it was ever on the bottom. And it wasn't unattended. It was certainly, the masthead light was on, and so it was never unattended. It was not occupied for a lot of the time.
Have you pursued the avenue of the marina? And if you have, tell me why you decided not to.
First of all, the access in it, I really have no interest. I've never kept it in a marina environment. The way I've used the sailboat is to go out to it. I was in Matthews County before this, and I would anchor and go to it. And this is, and I never had access to the water. I mean, deeded access. So really, to apply for a mooring prior to this was not really a practical application. So, I mean, a marina is always an option, I suppose, but this seemed to conform with things. I will say, too, that I understand beauty's in the eye of the beholder, but I've had several neighbors stop me, and this year, my boat's on the harbor right now, I'm doing some projects to it, but they just asked me, where's your boat? We enjoyed looking at it. So I think, that's really all.
Understood. Any questions? Thank you, sir. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Fox?
I'm troubled by the precedent we may be setting by authorizing the applicant to put this mooring buoy when he does not have a riparian right. If he owned a lot and were putting it in front of the lot that he owned, I probably would think differently about it. I know I'd think differently about it. I guess absent that, I would be opposed to approving his application.
Further comment, Mr. Holland?
I can understand where Mr. Fox is coming from, but from a safety standpoint, he's going to anchor the boat there regardless. I mean, he's anchored it there for 2 years. And I think putting a mooring buoy there, properly marked, for safety factor, would be the right thing to do. So I would be in favor of bringing him to the buoy.
Further comments? Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Fox.
Well, I move that we deny the application.
We're second to the motion. Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? No. All opposed, raise your hand.
Opposed to the motion.
Three. Motion passes. If I count right, 4-3. I can't.
Four opposed.
All right, all in favor of the motion to deny, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. All opposed, 4. Motion fails. Mr. Holland?
In favor of allowing the mooring buoy.
Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Bowden. Further discussion?
I'd just like to say that, you know, just because we're allowing one doesn't mean we're going to allow five or even two.
My reasoning behind it, I understand the precedent setting as well, but an 18-inch mooring buoy is not going to be nearly as visible as the sailboat is that's out there. That's my rationale, right and wrong or indifferent. All in favor of allowing the mooring buoy, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries 4-3. Thank you very much.